You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
Oh my God, you guys, welcome to The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray. Oh my God, I can't believe it's December 7th, you guys. We literally have three more shows of the year and we're out of 2025. As entrepreneurs, what a year, as authors, as surviving adults that are adulting out there. I want to just say, whomever is looking at their 2026 prospectus and looking and going, I don't know how I'm going to make it work, just freaking do it. Just start. You don't have to see the whole way. Just start. Whatever's pulling at you and a vision for yourself, your family, for the collective, whatever you're working towards, just try it. I'm the girl that went around the world without any major conglomerate. I'm Monique Leray Stinson. I am here almost 7 years, if Sam will put up with me for another term. And you know what? I didn't have any safety net. I didn't know how I was going to do it. I just knew I was going to do it, right? And we're going to always go better. We're a little dim today. We're in the Bat Cave, looking at my board for things to do at the end of the year and for the start of the new year. You guys are seeing behind the scenes in my little she shed. Speaking of someone who saw and felt a vision and made it come to life, let me tell you something. I have probably close to, oh my gosh, 100 books on my shelf. I've never seen a more beautiful hard copy. My goodness. Welcome T. Audrey Winks, author of At the Millennium Paradise Crossed. And look at this. Welcome. How are you, T?
Thank you very much. I'm very well. How are you doing today, Monique?
I'm doing really well. It's really great to see you at the end of Q4 and giving people content and literature and something to really dive into. This feels like a mental bicep. Like your book, when I started reading it, it felt like my mind was on vacation and the real world wasn't really happening. So I would love for us to go full screen, for you to introduce yourself and tell us about this beautiful novel that you have.
Well, thank you very much. Well, first of all, the disclaimer, that's all the artwork is Mrs. T. Audrey Winks, my wife. So she did all that by hand. And my name is T. Audrey Winks and my friends call me Tawdry. And I'm an author chronicling the current scene for the last 50 years. I wrote a novel, At the Millennium Paradise Crossed, published in 2024. As writing is an inward-looking activity, the promotion of a book is not an easy task for an artist. Though there is no profit motive per se, I want as many people as possible to read my novel. I'm an entrepreneur in that I control my own destiny. I'm responsible for quality control and the outcome. I want to create works of art that bring long-lasting value to readers and contribute to some sort of cultural history. I value my readers for taking time to share my thoughts with them and look forward to continuing producing innovative, compelling, and challenging stories. It's an ambitious book with an anti-establishment point of view. I attempt to tell several stories at once. There is a central narrative interwoven with the origin stories for the characters. These allude to the origin story of the book of Genesis, the creation of the world and Adam and Eve. Each character's actions proceed from individual, historical, and generational destinies. Somehow from selfish motives, the characters combine to deliver a strong act of social protest and rebellion in the anarcho-pacifist tradition with a pen rather than a gun. I serve mankind by writing stories that push readers to confront themselves in the current reality, challenging societal concepts of accepted identity amidst injustice that has been brought down to us since the creation. I am a chronicler of our inner souls and outer manifestations, of our good, bad, and ugly selves, from an anarchist point of view. God is laying on me a need to keep describing the living characters of excess and despair that I see in the modern world before we all become true shadows of the past.
Wow. You guys, it's a Sunday show, and we are truly going to church, to synagogue, to ministry, and to the collective with T. Audrey, or Tawdry, as his friends call him. And we're all friends here at the startup. So I feel like that was really soulfully written. Tawdry, talk to us about that, right? Like, if you are someone that has a song in their soul and you want to write a novel like this in their own right, because there can only be one like yours, how did you start and what kept you going? Because you've been doing this for a while. So what could you share with us on that?
Well, I mean, as I said, you know, for the last 50 years, I've been watching and watching the scene, basically. And I wanted to set it down in a poetic fashion, because that's more, it's going to be more long lasting from just literary, historical. I describe myself as a chronicler, someone just capturing what I see and then transforming it into hopefully something more interesting. That's basically.
Yeah. Yeah. You're keeping the passion going through the lens of yourself. And just, I feel like you have all your senses turned on. And as an author, as a creator, as a writer, don't you have to do that? I mean, it sounds like you've really embodied what's been going on in the last 50 years with the collective in this book. Talk to us about the novice reader when they come up onto your book and they look at the back of the cover and they look at the front and they try to get a grasp on what it really is about. Because your book is very complex, as is what you've observed.
You know, perhaps, yeah, maybe too complex. But I just felt I had a lot to say, because it's a big idea book, like a mythological compendium. I'm trying to create characters that have to struggle and go on journeys to new places, and they struggle all the way there, and then assuming new identities. And so, yeah, I have a lot. It's an idea book, and I tried to have a good action, a good narrative. To express the ideas and not make it too heavy, kind of thing, and have characters that are maybe amusing and have idiosyncrasies. Yeah. And they're extreme. My characters are very extreme.
They really are. Sense,
like, I mean, caricatures, cartoons, kind of thing.
Yeah. And you know, it's funny because it really is. I feel like your book is something I have to really commit to. I mean, every book you commit to finishing, but your book feels like, okay, this is a commitment, a good one. I feel like the payoff is coming. What could you tell the future readers?
You asked before about the novice reader. So, you know, if you just read one page, that would make me happy. I don't know. So just read, if you just start with 10 pages and see if, you know, if you can keep going. If not, if it's too abstruse, I understand that. It's not written to be a bestseller, like, you know, but nevertheless, I think it has a lot of good action and some funny circumstances.
Let's talk about how you got here. You stated earlier that you have been observing in the last 50 years. You don't look past that age, but I'm 47 and a half, so I don't know.
Oh, yeah. I think I've got good lighting. If you look at my hair, you'll see a lot of gray.
Yes, you got a little lighting on there.
I cheat. Thanks for saying that, but you have to be observant to be a writer. I think you can't, and also you have to, you know, there are writers that hit it off from a young age, and maybe I waited a long time, and it's even something I mentioned in my book that I waited till I felt I had something to say, and then I wrote the book. And it took me many years. It took me like 10 years more. 10 years
That's more. Really encouraging, even though that seems to be a long time for folks. I because I have a couple books that I've started and stopped. And so I think that's encouraging for future writers and entrepreneurs to know your story, that seed in you, and what you're observing, what you're writing down. You can publish it anytime. I mean, what do you think about
this? Well, first of all, thank you for writing. Thank you for connecting the idea of entrepreneurship. When I watched some of your podcasts, you know, before, you know, preparing for my show, I saw that's your theme as the entrepreneur. And then I thought, well, I never really considered myself as a writer, as an entrepreneur, but I really am. And as I said in my opening statement, I control the quality and the outcome. So just that's all I wanted to mention in terms of that. But in terms of, sticking with the book or how I wrote it, it took the first 7 years was just jotting down a lot of scenes and ideas and observations. Like I have a ton of notes. Like my notes are really interminable, really. And I had to choose that. But that helped me write the book because the book was sort of already written when I had that. Because yeah. I worked on it for like 7 years that way. And then in 3 years I put it all together and finalized the plot kind of thing. The plot's like the last thing. Figure out.
I like that. You've had the footnotes and, all the pebbles on the road, as I call it, along your path, and you've gathered those, and you have the skeleton, which is you observing humanity. It sounds like you're the person, I could see you like popping up at a pub and just observing, or popping up at a train station and listening and
That's
observing.
Correct.
Have you always been naturally curious? And when did you know that was
Awesome? Observant and curious and a big reader, I guess you can write a book, you can write from instinct too. People are good instinctual writers. But I just happen to just read a lot that's how I learned to cope as a kid with, times of being alone or whatever, that there's nothing better than a book to keep you company kind of thing. It just gradually evolved to like, go ahead.
Let's pause for a minute. I need you to say that again, because there's a lot of people out there filling their time with things that might not be productive. Say that again. The book gave you what?
I don't know what I said.
Well, when you were lonely, the book.
Yo, okay.
Yeah.
Well, as a little kid, when you start. Well, first of all, I learned to read really young. My mom taught me to read like when I was 4. Kind of thing.
Wow.
And so I entered kindergarten reading. And then, and I always was, and she told me all the myths, and she was a fallen Catholic and studied psychology and philosophy herself to develop as a, more rounded person. Didn't leave the church, the Catholic church, but just, was more rebellious about it. But so taught me the myths, the Greek myths, also the Bible, of course, but, as part of the mythology. And then I just kept reading as a kid, so I think you have to read if you're going to be an author. I don't know. That's sort of my thing.
Spontaneous
writing is also interesting, but spontaneous writing sometimes doesn't, lead anywhere or have any, grounding or something.
Yeah. These are all great ingredients. You guys, if you are an ambitious person, if you want to put your thoughts pen to pad, get with T. Audrey Winks, or Tawdry, as his friends call him.
Tawdry, please. Yes.
Tawdry, everybody. Tawdry, there's a dot there. So we're being grammatical.
No, I know. I'm just covering there. Yeah.
And you're an author. So I'm trying to be. At the Millennium Paradise Cross, you guys, his wife did this beautiful cover and back, and it has mythology and religion and circumstance and human, just everything. And I've only just cracked it, but where can we pick it up? I'm sure we can pick it up where we can always.
On Amazon, that's basically.
On Amazon, everywhere.
And it's on Amazon. And again, you can just read, 20 pages and put it down. You could even read it backwards. You could read it from the end to see if, what you like, what happens or whatever.
I can't wait to give you an update. I'm so intrigued by everything. Your wife did amazing. I hope she knows how.
And that's her painting in the background too. There,
yes. So. Hello. Ms. Winks. Fantastic. Bravo. Well, listen, come on back. You guys, perfect stocking stuffer. If you don't know what to get, Amazon send it to your home. Tawdry Winks and his wife did an amazing book. Get this book, change it up. Toys and things that are going to go away. Give your child, your friend, your lover, your partner, your family, this book for the holidays. And Mr. Winks and family, please come back.
Yes.
Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much. What was your question? I missed that one.
No, I was just thanking you for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much also for having me. And it was really a pleasure to meet you.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Congratulations.
We'll see you again, I hope.
It's a big deal.
Thanks.
A big deal. All right, you guys, get this. At the Millennium Paradise Crossed with T. Audrey or Tawdry Winks. We'll see you soon, Mr. Audrey Winks.
Thanks, Monique. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. All right, you guys. I am so excited about this book. I have about 100 books on my shelf, and this book, hard copy. I can't get over it. It's so beautiful and complex. I don't get it. I'm still reading. I want to get it. I think I'm a smart person, but my goodness, this book is a deep dive. So for those deep divers in your life, get that book. All right, we have our next guest up today on the Startup. What's going on? Is this GP or is this?
Yes, it is.
Hi, GP. You're early, and I love early. How are you? Welcome to the Startup.
Thank you so much. First of all, thank you very much for having me on here. Yeah, I was listening to I figured I'd pop in early, listen to Tawdry over there. Interesting book. Definitely want to check that out.
Oh, my God. It's such a beautiful book, right? Look at that.
I know. The artwork on there. I love when it's a family project and everyone puts it together.
It's such a journey, and I love a challenge. So I'm excited that you're here. From one thing comes another. We're going to talk to GP about what he's got going on. Let's go full screen. GP, give us your full intro and talk to the people.
Okay, thank you very much. So let's see. My background is advertising and product design. So it goes back a long ways. I started quite a while back. I was interactive design manager for Disney back when Disney still had a Disney store in the malls. And then they bought it back from the children's place because it wasn't doing so well. So my job was to head up a team that did all the interactive for the e-commerce. And I was very excited. As you see in the background, I love Batman. I love DC Comics. But at the time, I also love Marvel. So Disney bought out Marvel. And it was an exciting opportunity for me and my team to launch an entire e-commerce website for Marvel, which is now wrapped up into the Disney umbrella. So those were good times. For some of us on the West Coast, Smart and Final Supermarkets, if you guys know them, about 360 stores. I was creative director in North America because they had, some stores down in South America and Central America. But that was an exciting time because it allowed me to not just do advertising, but to really interact with people in store while they were shopping and developing the ecosystem in the store. So I went from online to in store. And then my latest job was at Pharmavite. No one's heard of Pharmavite, but they've heard maybe of one of our popular brands, which is Nature Made Vitamins. Nature Made Vitamins are the number one recommended vitamins by a pharmacist, and it's a brown bottle with a yellow label. So headed up creative services there for almost exactly 5 years. And what I wanted to tell people, and thank you for the opportunity, is work your connections. Entrepreneurs or not, work those connections. And not when you need something, because I've kept in touch with people all the way through my career, which leads me to why I'm here. I was also at a digital advertising agency, which was mostly email and optimizing landing pages. And I met a wonderful young man named Eric Johnson. And we stayed in touch, not because we needed to, because he was a great guy. And I actually liked working those connections and talking to people and developing long-term friendships with certain people at companies. So that worked out really well. And he called me up probably 4 or 5 months ago, said he had an exciting opportunity, he had a product that he was building. And I started helping him with it. And the interesting thing is, we were working on a product called LeaseLark, which is for property managers, doing the UI, the UX, the branding, the development of the website. And out of that need, as entrepreneurs, you never know what's going to happen. From building that product, people started reaching out saying, hey, Eric, this looks wonderful. Who did this and how did you do that? And did you hire an agency? And from that, we spun out LumiLava. So LumiLava.com, if you go there, it's basically an agency where we do branding, develop entire ecosystems from a branding and marketing perspective. The spin is we also have a technology partner that uses AI integrations. So now it's not just smart and intelligent design, but it's AI integrations that help power some of the e-commerce or some of the different functionalities that people are asking from us. So that's a lot of talking. If you want to step in, that's kind of where the journey where I've been and how I got to here. And like I said, so important to stay in touch with people because you never know what's going to happen. The last thing you want to do is reach out to someone on the phone, online, and say, hey, I kind of need this. So if you've actually been in touch with them all along, they know your journey, you know their journey, and you can find those synchronicities where you can help each other along the way, or you can just stay friends and have amazing relationships.
Wow. Very well said, GP. I think you're hitting on so many great things here. Absolutely. When you have that synergy, that entrepreneurial synergy between someone, definitely keep those contacts. If it doesn't fit at that moment, that doesn't mean it's not going to work. You're going to remember something about that person that was really dynamic and that could possibly lead to something in the end. And I love that you met with Eric Johnson. He is such a talent.
He's awesome. I love that guy.
He's such a talent. And
he said wonderful things about you.
I pay him a lot of money to do that.
I looked up your background and you have that same diversity. You have such broad diversity. And I know you've kept in touch with people like Eric. And again, I applaud anyone who does that.
Thank you. Yes. Yes. Well stated and experienced. I mean, the thing is too, we change. We're always changing. And exactly. When you recognize that synergy, like I said, in that talent, you definitely want to put that lightning in a bottle and foster that. And I love that you guys recaptured it with this new website, Lumileva.
Yeah. And what I really like about it is some of the people that have started reaching out to us are nonprofit organizations, and some of them have full funding. Yeah. Some of them have funding that was possibly maybe mismanaged or not taken care of by their agencies. So what we want to do is, I don't think we should specialize in any one thing, but hey, if that's what comes first, where we get to give back to the community and help them start putting their dollars or recapture some of that, I'm all for that. So very exciting. We have a few customers coming on board that I can't talk about, but yes, they're in desperate need of help. And it's such a great opportunity to give back on a professional level. And then we have other people, you know, we have product development, we have e-commerce, we have, you know, individual products, lifestyle products. So, yeah. And that all came from this one conversation about, hey, we have this property management online software, and that led to this. So you never know as an entrepreneur what is going to kick off something else. Before you know it, much like yourself, you could end up with 3 to 5 different businesses.
This is so good. This is a great learning moment, a redefining moment for everybody projecting 2026 and feeling whatever way you might feel with this economy and the things. All we know is what we can look from the past, and we have to pull from what we've done before. And you guys, you can do it. Just start. And GP is saying that. Just start. Go back to those conversations. Exactly. Connect with those people that you had synergy with, and maybe they didn't align in that project. Hey, what are you looking at for 2026? What are we doing for the collective? I love your give back piece here. Okay, yeah. So Lumileva, give me your dream client. After the show, you got 3 people that would call you that would be potential clients. What would they look and sound like?
I have 3 in my perfect scenario.
Okay.
The first one would be any organization that gives back to the country. The country is so polarized right now. I don't want to get into politics, but I would love to work with someone that's working on bringing all sides back together, finding a common ground, and yes, building a whole ecosystem where, as a country, we're a little bit healthier and a little happier and a little bit better connected. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I would love to be a catalyst for that. The second thing is product development. I worked for Nature Made, I worked for Natural, I worked for Disney developing products, so not just the e-commerce, but developing the products from scratch. That includes outsourcing, product development, engineering. I would love to work with someone who's building a brand, has an idea, and they don't know how to get it launched or where to start or what they're going to do with it. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I would like to take someone who's an existing brand, has maybe started to see their brand diminish or platform, and they just can't get to that next level. And over 20 years in advertising, I would love to take a brand that people recognize and just help kickstart them again. Because sometimes you're looking at something so close for so long that it takes a fresh perspective. And there's lots of agencies that can do that.
Yeah.
But like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years. So Eric is our sales and marketing guy. I do advertising, product development, and building brand ecosystems. And we have our chief technology officer that does all the AI integrations. So between the three of us, we have a holistic look at an entire brand. So those are
what an approachable incubator, if you will. And you're kind of the GC of startups. I think you're like the GC because it feels like you have a macro view with your work at Disney. My goodness, congratulations.
Thank you.
Your work, you're welcome. With your work with NutriWorks and Nature Made, that is a huge, Nature Made.
Yep.
So you guys get with GP because he is the DP. No, GP is the G of startups and really sitting in a concentrated incubator and finding out. And they've got the AI technology to help push out your messaging and to maximize the brand. That's the way to go. There's no denying it. We can't get out of it. We're all the way in. And so what a beautiful way. And I personally know Eric Johnson, so I have my stamp of startup approval.
Absolutely.
Yes. So let's, if someone wants to ping you, your docket might be full. But perhaps if someone wants to ping you and inquire, where can they go?
The easiest way is lumilava.com, or you can just hit me up on LinkedIn. It's GP Corsi, C-O-R-S-I. GP, I have a long Italian first name. It's Giampiero. No one can say it. So,
Giampiero.
Very good. See?
I have an Italian car.
There you go.
In case that means anything.
Absolutely. So GP. It's GP Corsi on LinkedIn. You could just look me up by GP. I'm the only one that's on there. I say GP is either good person or gross profit, depending on if you're a business person or
Both
if I
works.
Just mentioned a startup.
Both works.
Exactly.
You guys get some GP in your life. If you have an idea and a concept of an idea,
I would love to brainstorm. No pressure or anything. Just give me a call as a friend and say, hey, I love what you said. I'd like to, make a connection that might lead to something.
I hate when people second guess their ideas. They come to you for a reason. Put them in GP's hands. He's been with trusted brands globally, and he's manifested these and grown these and brought them to the forefront for us to consume and enjoy. You guys, it's a proven track record here. Get with lumilava.com and also get with GP and get him on LinkedIn. He's the only GP there. He's vetted it. Yeah. If you have a concept of an idea for 2026, don't let that go by the wayside. Employ yourself and do the right thing. Incubate your idea and get with this team. I'm so grateful to meet you. I can't wait to see what you come up with next. Will you come back next year and let us know what you're up to?
Absolutely. Monique, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Oh my God. Thank you. It's a pleasure. GP, you guys, from lumilava.com. That's lumilava.com. Just tickle your entrepreneur fancy for the next year and see what you can do. What will you start today? We'll see you next week. Be well and be starting up. Bye.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.